Item 3, we're into signs and signage today. We've got four, if you'll see, individual papers to review, proposals to review. If you remember the last meet at the commission meeting, we were briefed by the Environment Bureau on the work they were doing in analysing people's views and public views on the impact of lighting, particularly light pollution. And at that last meeting, if you remember, they tabled some guidelines that they were going to be consulting the public on, and that's when we come to our discussion with production. We refer to those guidelines and see to what extent the proposals we're going to review reflect those guidelines. But if we could then move into the first presentation, this is from Hong Kong Electric. Together we have Florence Tan, we have Joel Corrigal, and we have Mr. CPAU who joined us. Does anyone need to declare any interest? Hong Kong Electric, we have a number of people, consultants working for them. Anybody need to declare any interest? No, thank you. Ms. Cannon, Ms. Corrigal, I think you're going to brief us. Who's going to lead? Ms. Cannon?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you for this chance for us to explain our proposal to you. Today was me and my colleague, Mr. CKU, he's the senior electrical engineer from our company. Mr. John Corrigal, who is our consultant on this proposal. And I'm going to brief you the proposal, and it's about placing advertisement at a Marsh Road substation in Wanzhou. I'm going to start with the background and take you through the what we're proposing, and present the background details and the views of this substation from our, and Mr. Corrigal will present on the justification, and I'll conclude our presentation. Hong Kong Electric is proposing to erect a sign at Marsh Road, and it's in Wanzhou. And in December 2009, we applied to the Lands Department for temporary waiver for the condition of plant to allow us to place it as this advertisement. We were then subsequently invited to construct a harbourfront commission because of this project's location being quite near to the harbourfront. The location of this building. It is set in Wanzhou North. It's next to Marsh Road flyover. And here is our building. And this one is the convention center. And next to us is the Wanzhou Sports Ground. And the cross up the tunnel crossing is over here. Coming in, this is Marsh Road. We are here, and this is Marsh Road. We are about 130 meters from the existing waterfront. In between us and the waterfront is an LPG filling station, Wong Ying Street, the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And another of our substation building, Tiffany Shelter Building, and Hong Kong Road, and the now promenade, which is used for work area. And I'm going to show you some images of our building. This is the view looking, looking east from Brooklyn Road. Right, looking at the building from Brooklyn Road from the east. And in our proposal, we're actually proposing an advertisement, which is sort of like a wrap-around advertisement around the building. On this side, it's going to look like this. This is where the advertisement is going. This advertisement is totally static. It's a wrapping around proposal. It's not going to increase, it's going to increase minimum billing block and not in billing height. Another view from Gloucester Road from the west, beyond Digest Box Rat. Again, on this side, we're in the rabbit with the advertisement looking at this. The third view, which is more of a concern of this commission, is absolutely from the harbour. This is how it's going to look like. And so all in all, we're going to wrap around the building. The one side of it is mostly looked, which you can see it from the harbour. We've taken some photos of our building as viewed from the harbour, and it can show you some idea of how it's going to look like, and its relationship with the surrounding buildings and the building at the back. This is looking from the west, and our building is the one that saw the red hatch on it. From further west, the view will be blocked by the Hong Kong Convention Exhibition Centre. Another view, this is where our building is. This is looking directly from the north. As I said, the SPC is on our northern side, and part of the building is actually blocked by SPC in front. This is SPC in front of us. Further to the east towards North Point, again, the view is up there. It's more prominent here, but it's still partially blocked by the SPCA, with all the buildings at the back. Still further to the east, towards North Point, this is our building. The building in front of us is the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. This I'm going to show you how it looks like at night. This is the area with the arrow is where our building is. This one. And zooming in, we've added a photo montage of where our building is going to be. This is our building with a photo montage of the added advertisement sign. And the one in front of us is the SPCA LED sign, which is on the roof. I'm
going
to hand over to Mr. Corrigal for the justification.
Thank you, Florence. In putting up this proposal, we've had regard to the harbour planning principles, in particular numbers 3, 4 and 5. Principle number 3, quote, sustainable development to balance and cater for the economic, social and environmental needs of future generations. In respect to this one, we would point out that the income that is generated to Hong Kong Electric through this proposal will be treated as a scheme of control revenue and used directly to offset electricity tariff. And secondly, a part of the rental will go to the government, bringing that into the treasury. Principle number 4, the need for integrated planning, and number 5, proactive harbour enhancement. We would point out that the advertisements will add colour, vibrancy and interest to what is at the moment a rather grey and monotonous facade, and it will contribute positively to a harbourscape that is worthy of Hong Kong, a city full of life, energy and change. community is a brilliantly colourful mosaic of illuminated advertisements in and around the waterfront, without which it would not be the magnificent spectacle it is at night. The advertisements are static, or will be static. They don't move, they won't generate noise, and they will not cause distraction to motorists. The framed structure supporting the advertisement hoardings will result in no increase in height of the building and a very slight increase in the bulk, because the advertisement facades will be standing slightly proud of the existing facade. Finally, we have an example of an advertisement of Hong Kong Electric's subscriptions, which is under Hong Kong Electric direct management, hence there is total control. I'll pass you back to Florence for the more technical stuff.
I understand that one of the major concerns of advertisement is the light pollution control. And I would just like to highlight what we're proposing for this advertisement sign. We will propose one a row of lights at each at top and bottom of the sign. We will use energy efficient lighting. At the moment, the most energy efficient options that are available to us would be LED floodlights or induction lamps for high luminous efficacy and minimum intensity. We will use light planning program software to calculate the lighting quality and specifically avoid auto illumination. Lights will be aimed at the side and a suitable angle to avoid it overspilling to other areas like sky or the side, things like that. The lights will be provided with a full cut-off design to avoid glare and natural dust. And the lights will be proposed to be turned off at 11 o'clock at night using timer or other means to avoid disturbance to nearby residents. And I would like to add that our design would fully meet the draft guidelines on the industry best practices that was discussed in the last week's meeting in the Harbourfront Commission. And finally, we'd like to say this is what it looks like now, and we want this to happen to the building. And we welcome, that's all for our presentation, and we welcome any questions.
Thank you very much. A very well presented and informative presentation. Thank you very much. Just one question for me, and then I'll open it to the members. The policing of the signage, if you like, if you go, if you lease the area to a third party or you license it to a third party, how are you going to, how do you propose to control, if you like, the type of signage and or what occurs? I think we'd just like to be reassured that you will have control going forward. That's just one question for me. Well, what I suggest we do is let's take all the questions together, and then if you'd like to answer them in sequence in a minute. Members? Paul?
I think it's great. I have no objection. I don't think there's an increase in height, so it is fine. It seems to be on lighting, it seems to be taken care of the latest guidelines. So I have no objections to any of the signages or presentation by the chairman. I would have to be congratulated here anyway. At sea level and the perimeter of your site, can you do as much as possible to widen the roads and create people access, clean up the area, not get dirty there? Take the sidewalk on there for transport department, all that stuff, because we can make for effort for them, but it's nice. So it would be great if you could do some other things to make the area nice. Otherwise, I'm very happy. Thank you.
That's praise indeed from Mr. Zimmerman, I can assure you. never misses a task. Who would like to comment? Peter?
I think the difficulty really is where to draw the line, isn't it?
Yeah.
These are two enormous great advertisements, and they haven't been explained. I don't, when there was an example shown which seemed to suggest it was illustrating Hong Kong Electric's Lama wind farm, but I don't know what these two large scale advertisements are here or whether they could well be changed in the future. I don't think it's a terribly good argument when you look at your own building and you say this is a terrible piece of architecture, you need to cover it up. Nor does it contribute, it seems to me, to, you know, what's been described as this wonderful harborscape at night. Although, you know, in addition to these two great walls of advertising, we get the illuminated part on the front. But I don't know, I don't like it myself. I mean, of course, we all accept the idea that the harborscape to a great extent at night, you know, it's all to do with brightness and colour and that means sort of signage. Whether this really meets the draft guidelines on best practice, I don't know. I mean, it might be in theory, but as I say, you know, you do come back to where the line is drawn. I mean, if all the buildings on North Hampshire isn't going to come along in turns and say, we can cover our entire facades in rubbish like this, then I don't know where we are. I'd also actually like to just probe a little bit into the income from this, because it seems to be suggested that it's going to be used to directly offset the electricity tariff. Well, I don't know how these things work, but I mean, if it is to be used, what is the incentive in Hong Kong Electric for us to do it, and that is actually earning income for its shareholders. And I also notice we have two different terms here. The income is used to directly offset tariff, but then the rental, part of the rental is going to go to government. What do these two terms mean? I don't buy that personally. I mean, I think, you know, if we're talking about improvement, we should be talking about direct improvement to the public realm. Quite how things are fiddled through account, I'm not entirely sure as to where the money goes and so on, but you might have to address these things.
Thank you. Lisa, any other points? I think we are going to face the challenge of where to draw the line. We've got four applications today, different degrees, if you like, of impact and interference. To be fair, I think this is probably the least intrusive, but that's a personal view. The others are much more intrusive. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I think you're right in saying that, because we have been processing a lot of similar applications in the past regarding advertisement to the harbor. I think for this one, I do not see any problem in letting it go ahead, because in terms of all this architectural margin, they are not increasing the building height and only marginally getting an extra facade to the face of the building, although this facade need not be designed by the architect. And I think architect in the future doing our front building need not do any facade or elevation, you know, because anyway it will be covered. So, having said that, I think, this is not adding height, not adding infrastructure, not inclusive. And if any building without a lease restriction can do it without asking the Harbourfront Commission, I don't think I have any objection to this proposal. Thank you.
Well, it's encouraging we've been hardly asked. Yeah. Please.
Yeah. I think I'm definitely up to line with this, but I just wanted to ask, I think that you mentioned in the presentation that they're going to be doing leasing themselves and not giving their agents or their full control over the who they lease into. But my question is this, I just want to hear whether there's kind of a guidance of what context goes into this, whether they consider, because now we see that so this can change. So is there a guidance, is it related to green electricity, or is it a kind of guidance that goes into this, this question to throw out?
Any other questions? Please.
Okay, please. The proponent is suggesting that the building is going
to be wrap up in all sides. All sides of the building. Now, as opposed to the purpose of the advertisement is to attract attention. Now, what we'd like to know is, especially to the south, across the building, there are mixed residential and commercial buildings. Is there any lighting behind facing south rather than facing north? To the north, obviously, there seems to be a swing with the character of the harbor front, both color and vibrancy. That's the first question. Second question is, I understand the building is located within the GIC zone. In terms of the extent of the proposal, I would call it potentially a commercial proposal. And I would like to remind the applicant perhaps to double check with the planning department whether this is, whether there is a need for a planning application.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
In sort of looking at the initial proposal, I think we need to raise another fundamental issue. Whether or not we need some sort of a simple guideline or something that is criteria for us to consider and in the future. Last week we mentioned about some sort of guideline on external lighting. External lighting is only one aspect relating to advertising signs. You're looking at all the concerns about nuisance, light pollution, energy conservation, even safety, and even more fundamental to our concerns, the visual impact, the sort of effect on vibrancy along the harbor front. All these are actually issues that we need to look at. I think before we look at individual proposal, I just want to know whether we need something more fundamental. Now, for example, I think I look at the existing harbor front. Some of the existing supporting frames of the old advertising sign, I think that actually creates a lot more adverse visual impact than the advertising sign itself. And I think there must be some sort of fundamental guidelines to tie our consideration of all these in future proposals. At least I think whether or not we allow some sort of rooftop very master signs to go beyond the building height, I think this also relating to planning department consideration in the future. I think we need to look at this before we look at individual proposals. Thank you.
Just responding, I mean, I think the answer is yes, we do need really extensive guidelines, I think, in terms of what happens on the waterfront. Meanwhile, life has to go on, I'm afraid, but I don't think we can hope. It's, that's a year's exercise, quite frankly, if not more. I don't think, honestly, we can hold things up while we draft guidelines, but I agree, ultimately, we do need guidelines, yes. Peter, sorry.
Yes, just to make a point, and I do agree with Andy on that. I think bigger impact actually is an issue here. That's what we're talking about. We're actually talking about impact, and I would like to look at that all day long. But, this is a special type of building. Utility building. Therefore, well, it seems anyway, what looks like windows on the outside aren't actually windows, so we can cover the holes and sort of that. That doesn't apply to most buildings, obviously. The only thing I like about it, or the idea of mine about it, is the illuminated sign facing the harbour. I think this is markedly unattractive, and I would suggest instead that HKE look at ways to green the walls if there is no need for any kind of facade treatment, glazing or otherwise, we can cover it up. So why don't we try to green the building? This is exactly the sort of case that we're always arguing about in Hong Kong. Is that the same?
Another question for the applicant. Greening as against advertising. All right. Any other things you'd like to raise? All right. Sorry, someone's hand up. Sorry. Please, yes. Please.
Mr. Chairman, I personally agree that instead of considering advertisement should be more vertical greening instead. If advertisement do go ahead, I have some concern on the southern side of the advertisement because it is located in front of a flyover that may cause a distraction to the drivers. So I just want to seek the applicant's attention that for any advertisement of this kind, the font size of those wordings has to be to the minimum and be of a large font size. Otherwise, the drivers will try to focus their attention to see what is going on the
Sorry, quite a lot of points to respond to. As you gather, you're the first in the queue, so unfortunately, inevitably, focuses on you today. These are only comments and suggestions, of course, but interested to have your initial reaction. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon, and all the members. First, I will respond on how Hong Kong Electric is going to control the leasing of this. We are more concerned of our image of our company than I think most of you. So we are on a case by case. We will scrutinize what is going to be put on our building. This is a very attractive area if it is going to be approved, and it's very likely that it's going to be high-end brand or very reputable companies who are going to be renting these places. But having said that, we're still going to put on the lease controls of what is going the grounding and the things is going to be approved by the Hong Kong Electric Company. I cannot guarantee of what type is of business to anyone, but be assured that we're going to look at what is going to be put on, and we are as a company is very concerned. And the other question about the revenue coming from this advertisement. First of all, I would like to explain how it works for the tariff to be offset. This proposal is going to be covered under our scheme of control. In other words, the revenue that's coming from this is going to be calculated in the total income of the revenue of Hong Kong Electric under the scheme of control. So this revenue is going to be directly setting off the tariffs that we're going to be coming from our customers, electricity users. Secondly, regarding the rental that's going to be going, part of the rental going to the government, as a form of this waiver, there was an example that we showed in our Tama substation. The existing agreement is a substantial percentage of the revenue, the rental that is coming from this, is actually going to the government. So that's a condition of the waiver. So that's how the revenue is going to go partly to the government. Perhaps John would like to talk to me.
I think you covered that one very, very well, Florence. I think the next question on my list is one, I think, from the gentleman on the right who asked about the proximity of any residential development. We checked on this, and the nearest residential development is on the south side of Tennessee Road, the Waterfront Road, Buster Road, Big Mountain. It's distant enough, we believe, to not be significantly, for it not to have any significant impact on it.
This issue of greening, as against advertising, is there any mileage in that from your perspective?
Yes, we're going to open this up as advertising for our building. We're going to open this up as opportunity of generating revenue from Hong Kong Electric under the scheme of control, as I said, to somehow offset part of the tariff so that it can be reduced by not a substantial amount, but it can be reduced. And what about greening? We are not on this project, but on another project, we are trying out different solutions on vertical greening. But the existing technologies and the available practical really. It still takes a fair amount of maintenance, and we are under consideration of what is more suitable. The building is relatively big, and it's quite tall. So the amount of maintenance on it, it needs to be considered for vertical greening.
I mean, just something to take away with you. I mean, I sense members are looking for some gain. You know, at the moment, you're describing this as a revenue-generating initiative. But from a harbour point of view, we're not necessarily seeing any gain. And obviously, the greening was one suggestion, if you like, in terms of how they might be some community and some wider benefit. I mean, I'm just to take away with you, I think we would like to see some gain from a harbour perspective. I don't see any gain in the present scheme, if I put it that way, so just give that some thought, I think. Members? Sorry, Andy again, yes, please.
Chairman, there's one suggestion to the Hawking Electric as the public utility companies applying energy to the whole Hong Kong. Now, certainly I think you want to generate revenue by having advertisements. And certainly, vertical green does not generate revenue. But I think you need to use more energy for your lighting. If you can compensate all these additional energy used for lighting by means of some sort of energy conservation measure within the process, for example, some PV panels or vertical green justify that you're not using additional energy to generate your revenue. I think that's a good sort of commitment as a energy generation provider for the whole community. Thank you.
Please, Paul.
Chairman, I haven't heard anything back on my suggestion for fixing up the perimeter on the side. So I don't know whether that means they're going to do it or not going to do it. So it would be nice to hear from them. And, of course, I could take offense to the comments being made about the control of the messaging of the panels. We all like to see some freedom of speech in the society. And, we have Hong Kong Electric control of the messaging on the screens and the way it was phrased. That really raised some concerns on us, and with all my support, actually, I would see a greater support for freedom of speech in society rather than humor, especially. Hong Kong Electric, part of the Term Kong Group, is always under scrutiny for its advertising behavior. Your choice of newspapers where you advertise and where you don't advertise. And now you're getting comments about your control over the messaging on the screen. So I'm a bit concerned now, certainly, after your comments.
I think it was size of print, to be fair, but anyway. Response?
I really thought that his comments about improvements at street level, I think he mentioned street lighting, were somewhat tongue-in-cheek, because frankly, that's just not a practical proposition. I don't know if Forrest has got any comments, but that's my take on that. It's not a practical proposition. The Hong Kong Electric Company has its development within its lot boundaries, and that's the area in which it has influence.
Yes, Mr. Simmons, sorry for missing the first one. Here's the answer. The building is actually completed. The one side is built right to this boundary, so it's difficult, and we have put sufficient all the transformers inside the building. So that part is difficult. But on the front side, on Marshall, there were planters added to it to complement the existing trees there. So whenever it can be done, it has been done. On the Marshall side and on the south side, there were planters have been added to it. And that's existing. Regarding the question on energy conservation, the use. Actually, this building was done with energy conservation in mind. If you can look at the roof, we've added a lot of trees on the perimeter of the roof. And this was, the roof of the building is actually used as
sometime about a year ago, I saw a feature article on the newspaper talking about this energy conservation and greening measures on the roof. This particular building concern, well, something has been done in terms of greening, to be fair. Personally, I would not object the advertisement because the building, because of the design and its function, is actually already upgrade enough. And if you ask for vertical greening, I can see that because actually an architect happened to be this one some time ago, I mean, that I've done before where some of the architect is, vertical greening means painting the building green. Which is actually not much different from gray. On that basis, putting up a 10-foot foot provides some vibrancy. And personally, I'm not against the idea. But I do find Andy's idea very interesting and actually worth considering. But basically, that is, these initiatives should be carbon neutral. Even if I depend on myself, whatever has been done by how long you achieve in terms of the rule and things like that, they are together. At least I think the building should actually be carbon neutral. On the point that once you put in put in lighting, what they have done before or what they will do extra so that the lighting will not become additional to increase the carbon footprint for this particular initiative.
Peter,
last one.
Energy conservation, well, you know, Hong Kong Electric is, of course, an energy company, so there is a limit to how much they want to broadcast the conservation measures of energy. I support Hong Kong Electric in any way, so I happen to know exactly how many trees were planted on Manor Island and the massive expense that went to put cabling and a transmission route underground. So, that is a different form of environmental impact. And I come back again to the design of the building. Now, over the years, you know, we have certain opportunities to discuss the design of these sort of substations. They are very, very poor, frankly. I would have thought in a situation like this, given the fact that we're trying to broadcast here, you know, the vibrancy around the harbour, now one thing that gives vibrancy to the harbour is the backdrop of light on the building. Now, you can argue that we shouldn't have lights on buildings because it's wasting electricity. Or you can argue, as we generally tend to do, that this is exciting, this is Hong Kong, this is broadcast the vibrancy and the dynamics of the harbour. I can't help thinking, if I were in your situation, and I can't believe much revenue generally for the public purse is going to be generated, so if I would have a design competition to see what you can do about the outside of the building. I mean, it's a strange design, really. It's disguised to look like an in-office tower, but it's not, and therefore, very clearly, fenestration is most important. But I would have thought you could do something to make this a sort of little lit-up jewel at night, for example, which I think would satisfy almost everybody. But I personally don't support that kind of thing. I think it's irrelevant. I don't believe it's going to generate much revenue. It's covering up almost an entire building. And whether we should make buildings into advertising stands or not is, as I said right in the first place, something we really have to sort of draw a line on, I think, sooner than I need to draw.
Applicant, do you want just to briefly respond?
Thank you.
Just one more question.
Some of your comments actually relate to planning department, so I would like to clarify. We actually do not normally control advertisements, or it's not subject to the special planning control regime. But we have a sort of arrangement of the building departments, even for building plan submissions, only for those that on the advertisement side, we just make comments on those on the harbourfront area, basically due to the visual impact. And what we're providing is some advisory comments rather than statutory planning comments. But I think for this case, it is not particularly objectionable because there is no visitor, not much increase in building bulb or increase in building heights. But personally, I think because especially for the sign at home, the southern sign, because there's so many people passing by, I really whether it's acceptable all depends on what actually the signs are or will be useful. And this is particularly important. I just wonder whether say Hongi Electric has to really to do it on both sides. Or could they space the signs for doing some, I don't know, something sort of to, I don't know whether that some radical greening could be done because at present there's a plain facade facing the postural. And I don't know how much revenue or it could actually be generated, although I'm not sure for those living on Hong Kong Island whether we should all declare an interest because of the reduction in tariffs. But personally, I think the southern sign, I think we should make it look better. For those facing the harbour, because it's a far distance view from the other side, and perhaps the impact is less significant, I would say.
Thank you. Yeah, good observations. Applicant? Immediate reactions?
I don't know of the southern facade. From the point of view of advertising, it's a more prominent one. We consider that without that, the project would be significantly reduced in value. We came here really to address the issue of the impact on the harbour. I think that's as much as I can say on that issue.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else you'd like to add? Oh? All right, thank you. As you gather, I said at the beginning, you're a bit at the front of the queue, and obviously to some extent we're not so feeling away, but we're obviously establishing informal rules and guidelines, if you like, as to how we look at these things going forward. Now, my sense is just having listened from members, there is a majority view which is supportive of what you're trying to do. That said, there are serious concerns about this southern facade. And I think perhaps if we could take that away and think, particularly in terms of gain, as I said in my other comments, I don't see any gain here for community. It seems to all take, if I may put it crudely. So I think perhaps revisit the southern facade, think about southern facade, think about extending energy conservation, not only to the building, but to this particular proposal as well. So I think it needs a bit of packaging, if I may put it crudely. And it needs a bit of packaging in terms of the benefit to the community, which at the moment I don't necessarily see. But that said, I don't think there's any fundamental objection to what you presented, but I think there's more work to be done, if you like, on fine-tuning. Does that affect all the members? Sorry, we'll record one. We'll record one on December by the left.
Practice, can we make it a better building, a more interesting building, something that will actually might stand out in at night, that we might be interested in? When we talk about conservation, what are we really talking about? At the moment, that building is a dark-coloured building. It stands out like a concrete nuclear bunker. And all we're doing is to wrap a sort of frilly of paper around it and pretend that it's vibrant. Now, I'm trying to be sort of proactive in a sense. If you are as well-intentioned as you are indicating, I think there are better things we can do to this building. We can have an architectural competition to try and look at ways in which you could actually make it look more interesting, particularly at night. That's my view.
View from the design community. All right. Thank you very much. Take the thoughts away if you would. As I say, in principle, support subject to, I think, a bit of thought about the gain to the community. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being the guinea pig. Thank you.
Chairman?
Please.
As a matter of order, you suggested that it could take a year before we have guidelines.
Oh, sorry.
and trying to draw from the discretions and guidelines.
Secretary,
they have agreed that they will convert our discretion into a draft set of pointers for a guideline. Pointers for?
I think comments to shape for future presentations.
Will be. Just try to draft from today's discussion.
Certainly, there should be a takeaway after today.
Yeah, I agree.